Welcome back to the e-commerce deep dive, where we bring you the latest news and trends in the e-commerce world. I'm your host, Nate Hogel, Director of Program Development at MediaMonks. Today, we'll take a look at some of the most significant updates in the e-commerce industry that occurred in March 2023. First up, Amazon will deprecate the creation of new simple remarketing pixels in June 2023. Our team recommends everyone transition to their new ad tag before the deprecation. The Amazon ad tag is a viable alternative as it can track web-based and off-Amazon signals for complete audience creation and conversion measurement with the Amazon DSP. The simple pixel had measurement and efficiency limitations and required third-party cookies for identity resolution. This change will hopefully enable improved measurement off of the platform, especially given the limitations of the pixel. Our team is here to assist with these changes, so feel free to reach out to your advertising manager for any questions. Next up, Twitch has seen fast growth in VTube content, which is content from digitally created avatars. The success of the VTube genre on YouTube is a big win for content creation across platforms. As live streaming continues to evolve, we are keeping an eye on how Twitch leans into AI and impacts the industry. Moving on to our third update, Amazon continues to push traditional retail boundaries by collaborating with Transact Campus to bring its Just Walk Out technology to college campuses. The technology provides a more seamless shopping experience for tech-savvy students and benefits campus stores by improving labor efficiency and providing valuable insights into the store and shelf performance. Our fourth update is about a new program in the ad console called Brand Profile, which allows you to showcase your brand's unique logo, content, name, colors, and more to shoppers across Amazon. This helps you tell your brand story and create a consistent, recognizable presence that may attract more customers. Creating a brand profile also lets our team test your brand's content in different placements across Amazon. Moving on to our fifth update, Amazon now supports flexible store visit insights in Amazon Marketing Cloud. Advertisers can use this to their advantage by combining store visits and advertising signals to gather deeper cross-journey insights. AMC will continue introducing new paid features and capabilities over time to better understand cross-channel marketing efforts and customize your AMC experience. Next, Amazon has started warning shoppers about frequently returned products sold on its platform. This feature leads to greater transparency, discourages shoppers from buying low-quality products that are often returned, and encourages sellers to improve on issues that lead to higher product returns. We encourage all of our partners to use this new feature as an opportunity to identify and address any issues leading to higher return rates. Moving on to update number 7, Amazon has also added a new dashboard to the Brand Metrics tab in the Amazon Ad Console, which shows brand impression share across branded terms for any given week and breaks it out by ad type. This new feature is currently in beta, but our teams are on the lookout for widespread rollouts. Lastly, Walmart has recently launched a new redesign of its e-commerce site and mobile app to enhance the shopping experience for its customers. The site also includes new features such as personalized recommendations based on a customer's previous purchases and search history. In addition, the redesign aims to create a more seamless and efficient checkout process for online shoppers. Walmart hopes that this new rollout will help it compete more effectively with other retailers in the e-commerce space. That's all for our monthly updates in March 2023. We hope you found this episode helpful in staying up to date on the latest trends in e-commerce. If you have any thoughts on the latest e-commerce news, notes, changes, or want more insights, head to our LinkedIn page to stay updated on the latest e-commerce trends. Thanks for tuning in to the e-commerce deep dive. We'll catch you in the next episode when we review the month of April 2023. Cheers.